Right. Yesterday we learned the machlokes of Yosi and the Chachamim. If al nizik laharchik esatzmai or al hamazik laharchik esatzmai. Beikar, we came away with the Nesivus' Hesber, which is a Hesber only in Rav Yosi. We wouldn't explain the Chachamim yesterday, but we came away with the Nesivus' Hesber in Rav Yosi that. Rav Yosi holds al nizik laharchik esatzmai, because a person is not obligated to worry about his mazik if it's if he's not mechuyev in shmira. There are certain situations the Torah is mechayev shmira. A shmira where I have to stop using my rishus that the Torah wasn't mechayev me. That's what we. That was in the Nesivus Hesber yesterday. Now. We're still going to come back. The truth is, the whole Zman we're going to be learning Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, because the whole Perek is Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim. But we're still going to have to come back to the Chachamim and understand what Nekuda the Chachamim argue. But for now, we're going to leave it for later on. There's one other Nekuda that nobody talks about. L'chair, if I plant a tree near your Rishus. And we know that my roots are going to go into your rishus. So why can't you stop me because I'm being yainik, avi yanika from your karka? You can't stop me because I'm having a yanika from your karka? What? Asal achayra, the answer is, it's an ahenev is ala chasa. Is that the teretz? Is that the name? What?
A lot of stuff. The
kind of
he wants to
come up
with any excuse.
Let's
cause a bump in the ground.
Well, here he has a great excuse. Because it's going to ruin his bar. No? So I'm planting a tree, and my tree is going to be anything from your karka. So you'll say, eventually. So you'll say, don't plant your tree because you have no right to be anything from my karka. I could say you cut my roots off. Maybe you're right. Let's just start with the time of Zenehenev Zelei Chaser first. By Zenehenev Zelei Chaser, it's me the Sedaim for me to stop you from being Nehenev for my rishus. Let's say the examples we always talk about. I have a bench in front of my house, and there's no chaser if you sit on it. And I don't want anybody to sit on it. Or I have a driveway, and I'm going away for the summer. Somebody is going to Eretz Yisrael for a month. So the neighbor wants to park in his driveway. So he says no. Now that's Zenehenev Zelei Chaser. It's me, the Sedaim, to say no. For someone to say no, he's not supposed to say no. But if he does say no, could he stop others? So that's Machlokes Rishayim. It's Machlokes different Tosfos in the Shas. By Zenehenev Zelei Chaser, he could stop him. But that's for sure that if he's chasa kol shehu, that he could zecha stop him. So here, nobody talks about this nekuda, that if you're planting a tree, I should be able to stop you because you're going to be yainik for my karka. I zenehenev zelei chaser. So first of all, many rishayim hold zenehenev zelei chaser. I could still stop you. If I say no, the answer is no. And second of all, I'm a chaser because now I can't dig bairis because the bairis, your roots are going to make holes in my bairis. There's taka emes, that the fact that your roots are going to make holes in my bairis are not a reason for me to stop you. But why can't I stop you? Because you're going to be naidi yainik for my karka.
So this.
What? Who says? Who says Rabbi Yosi is even lachatchila? Okay, the question is a good question. Who says Rabbi Yosi is lachatchila? But even if Rabbi Yosi is b'di'evid, I still have a tiny even b'di'evid. I'm tiny to you. Your tree is being yainik for my karka. Stop. What right do you have to be yainik for my karka? What? But I'm allowed to stop you. If you hold like those who shite him, I'm allowed to stop you. So then I want to stop you. Stop being yannick from my karka.
Even without a bar, it's still possible.
Is that really a mitzvah? That if you're yannick, there's only a certain amount of minerals in the earth, and if you're going to be yannick, am I? Huh?
They had the years that you stop.
If that's true, so then maybe in Achinami, maybe if I plant, I could stop you. Do we have any raya differently? Maybe if I'm planting and I'm saying you're taking away the anika, maybe I could stop you. I don't know. We have a raya one way or the other. So you can answer me this gemara is talking when you're not planting. Okay. So I'm not a chos off the anika. But I'm still chaser off the bar.
No, the bar's only coming. You can't stop me because the bar is not drawing the bar.
So, but if the hezek comes from a different direction, I can still stop you.
But only once the hezek happens. You don't have
only once the hezek happens. You know, only because the hezek is happening.
You can't. Somebody's coming into your house, and you can't just quickly go paint it and say, until you paint it, you can't say, I can paint it, so you have to leave. You didn't paint it yet, I don't have to leave. If you paint the house, and now I'm going to darken the walls, then I'll leave. But until you paint it, just the ability to paint it doesn't make me have to leave the house. So to hear the fact that you had baris would be chaser. You don't have baris, you're not chaser.
So you think Rabbi Yossi is maida that once the roots hit the bar, Rabbi Yossi is maida that he can tell him to go away?
He can't. It's too late. It's touching the ruba like
this. You're entitled to cut off the chavarus at that point.
Now, why can't he tell him that you're being the anaf for me? What seems to have some ruba? The dino is an anaf zel chaser. What?
Well, I know you have to pay for it.
Is an anaf zel chaser? I'm not telling you to pay for the hana. I'm telling you to stop being in the henna. I want you to stop being in the henna for me. You have a right to be in the henna for my karka, to be yoinik for my karka.
Huh?
I mean, it's also in the seeders. It's also in the seeders. Maybe. Since trees are yoinik for 25 amis. So if I'm going to be marchik, 25 amos is 40 feet. The whole property in New York City is 40 feet. Why? So maybe that also goes into the Nesivis. Could be. Maybe that's the Teretz. Maybe that also goes into the Nesivis. The fact that I'm being yainik from your karka is a hezek, taka. But it's the only way I could stop is that I'm not planting trees in my rishus. Look, my Ica tree is yanik for me. It's also yanik from you. Maybe that's also nechol in the seeders.
The minute that people build trees on their property line, it means your property is meshubah for me to build to put a tree there, and my property is meshubah for you to put a tree there.
That's true.
Even if it's going to be yanik from one character to the other. I have a right to use my character.
You're not answering. You're saying the meaning is that it's what.
If you have a gutter being onto my backyard, I can't tell you anything because it's a meaning to have the gutter being it's a place. There's a meaning the gutter being one place to the other, even though it's where you feel here also. The meaning is if you sold trees, but trees are on their property.
So it's like Askama Sashkainim that you could be yearning from each other, as you say. Like Askama Sashkainim,
you could be yearning. You don't need that. You have no right to stop me. If it's a meaning, it's but a tree. Your tree's on your end of the property, my tree's on mine.
In Kabbalah and the Kabbalah, if it is that way, so it is that way. The question is if there's a reason for it, or if it's like you're saying, for no reason, just that that's Haskamas Hapayim. Haskamas Hashchein. Maybe you're right. I don't know. Well, the point is, everyone plants trees within 25 amis of a neighbor. There's no, if you're going to not let people plant within 25 amis, what's going to happen? See, I could understand that people do it, because normally Zana is a chassi, you don't mind. I don't care, my neighbor plants a tree, so it's going to be yainik. But my neighbor plants a tree and it's going to be yainik. But So most of the time they just let, because their name is like Chasa, people are Adanshe Sadaim. You know, people plant the tree, why do you care? But here I have a person who cares because he wants to dig a bar. So he does care about the Anika. So even though everyone else in the neighborhood doesn't care because everyone else is in of Zalei Chasser, but I'm a Chasser, I want to stop you. It's hard to understand why I can't be Teveya, the fact that you're being Yainik. The mice of the Anika is for my character. Right, so I don't know. I didn't see anybody shit by Merrick. I'm not sure. And right, so we'll leave the kasha for now. We're going to move on to Gira Delay. I should tell you that this Mishnah is Nagaya in Brooklyn nowadays also. There are trees whose roots go into sewer mains of neighbors. It's a common problem. And it's not Mishnah's Gemara's case. The Gemara's case comes up. Right, so let's see, let's understand Rabbi Yaisi, and then Yitz Hashem will have to... We'll have to come to understand the Lamais of it. Right, the first piece of Gemara, let's just learn Pasha Pshat, Tana. Trees that are planted by the city of Kinami. The city has a right. The question is if a Yachid's tree has a. Let's first learn the Gemara and then we'll try to see. Tana, Bein Shabar Lamata, V'ilon Lamaila. Bein Amar Lamaila, Ilon Lamata. Now, Bishlama Bar Lamata, Ilon Lamaila, Kaznina Shrash, Maski Lalabar. That's what we're talking about a whole time. Labar Lamaila, Ilon Lamata, Amai, Chabu Bishem Rav Yaisi, Shemachlidin Esakarko, Malki Kaki Yisr Shalbar. So the Metzias is that it also affects the Karka of the Bar. I'm not sure exactly the Metzias, but the fact is, the Gemara says there's a Metzias that it's Mazik the Bar. So, through what? Through machlidin as a karka. Chalada usually means rust. So here it means that it digs under and it's mazik the karka. Digs under and it's mazik the karka somehow. So I'm not sure what the metzias is, but this also comes from the shrashim. So we'll leave that. Let's see Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi, I'm asked me Shabbar Kedemus Lila Yochid Shezechai for the Tech Shalai, he's a night of the Tech Shalai. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Shmua, Lacha Kereb Yaisi. I'm a Rav Ashi, Ki Avila Bei Rav Kana, Av Armina, Maidu Rabbi Yaisi, Begir Rabbi Day. So here we have the Yisai Gadol, which is that we have to divide Niske Shechenim in half. From today and on, every case of Niske Shechenim we have to divide between those nizikim that are gira didei and those nizikim that are not gira didei. Now, the only thing we know for sure is that the tree is not gira didei. That we know for sure. We also know for sure the next story of Papi Yuna is gira didei. Everything in between, we don't know. So before we touch gira didei, we have to come up with other cases and know if they're gira didei. So to start the sugya, to taich gira delay, you have to know the machlokes I mentioned yesterday between Rashi on the one side and come out everybody, as far as I know, everybody else on the other side. On Chav Beis Amid Beis, Rashi says that tuva milia ika b'masnisin devade lak Rav Yaisi. There are many mishnayos here in this parak that are not like Rav Yaisi. In other words, Rav Yossi argues here because this is the first case he's arguing. Masha'en Kein, Rabbi Nachananel, quoted in Taisvis, Lechav Beis Amid Beis. And the Rif quoted in the Mukhi Yosef, which I showed many of you downstairs. And come out, all the Rishayim, I would say all the Rishayim, hold that Rabbi Yossi stims with all the Mishnayis of this parak. With all the Mishnayis except but otherwise, Rabbi Yaisi stims with all the Mishnayos in this parak, which means that all the Mishnayos in this parak are gira delay. That's what we're saying, because this parak is a list of Mishnayos in loyachmer, things you're not allowed to do. I am a nizik v'harchikas atzmai. So, Zokt Rabbeinu Chananel, all these Mishnas are examples of gira delay. Rashi says, no, all these Mishnahs are not examples of Gira Dilan. All these Mishnahs are Rabbi Yaisi is Matir. Rav Chananel says, no, all these Mishnahs are examples of Gira Dilan. It's clear that right away that Rashi and the other Rishayim argue what is Gira Dilay and what is not Gira Dilay. Rashi, according to Rashi, I only know one case so far that I know is Gira Dilay. And that is the case of Papa Yunah in the Gemara. Other cases, we have to figure out. Rashi says the case of Bava Metzia is not Gira Dilay. If the water goes straight down, if you pour water, it goes straight down into someone else's rishos. That is Gira Dilay. In the Chiddush of Ayaleib, he declares two ways to teach Gira Dilay. Two general ways to teach Gira Dilay. Each one we'll have to figure out. It says you can learn Gira Dilay two ways. You could learn. Rabbi Yaisi holds ala nizik laharchet esatzmai, period. He holds that there's no such thing that I, in my rishus, have to avoid doing things because of you. His klal is an absolute klal of ala nizik laharchet esatzmai. The only exception to that is if a person is being mazik. If the person is being mazik biyadayim, if he's doing a maisa hezik, so of course you're not even allowed to do a maisa hezik to someone. If he comes into your rishus, you can't be mazik him. Someone walks into my house, I have no right to rip off his clothing. So a maisa hezik, that's a chos. Gira delay are examples of a maisa hezik. Things that are osur because you're a mazik. You're a mazik. Like in the case of Papi Yunah. I'm banging, and for my banging, it makes your house shake. So I'm doing a Maisa Hezek B'Yadayim. So Rav Yaisi has to be minded there that it's awesome. Because if I'm doing a Maisa Hezek B'Yadayim, of course I can't do a Maisa Hezek B'Yadayim. That's a Dharma Pashat. So Gira Delay is awesome because I'm doing a Maisa Hezek. That's the one way to learn Gira Dilay. I must tell you, it's the easier way to learn. Because then we say, Rabbi Yaisi always holds ala nizik l'archik asatzmai. The exception is if the person is being mazik. If the other is being mazik, you know, it'll be mazik people. So that's the exception. That's one way to learn. The second way to learn is that Rabbi Yaisi agrees there's a din of harchokas nizikim. He agrees that shcheinim have certain obligations to each other. Just like the Chachamim say, Shcheinim have obligations to each other. Just that the Chachamim have a very wide definition of when Shcheinim have to be Marchik. They say always Alamazik Larchik Azatzmai. Come out in every case, the Chachamim say Alamazik Larchik Azatzmai. Rabbi Yaisi has a narrow definition of Niske Shcheinim. When it's Gira Delay, whatever Gira Delay means, we have to get to. But by Gira Dilay, Rabbi Yaisi is minded to the concept that Shcheinim have obligations, neighbors have obligations one to the other because of the rules of Niske Shcheinim. So they have rules, they have obligations to each other. But the Yisoid is the same Yisoid of Harchokas Niske Shcheinim. These are two Mahalchim. Rabbi Leib says to learn the sugya of Gira Dilay. So when we talk about Gira Dilay, we have to make a choice between the two and try to define Gira Dilay. Are we calling it because it's a mazik? It's Gira Dilay? Or is it a din, like we say, of Achlak HaShcheinim? One thing is klar, and that's Rashi Shita. Everybody else we can argue about. But Rashi Shita is klar 100%, Rashi holds the first way. Rashi holds that there's never a halacha of mazik having to be marchik. It's always ala nizik l'harchik asatzmai. Except gira delay. If you look at Rashi, Rashi teaches gira delay mitoich yodov shel mazik. The hezek comes from the hands of the mazik. Which means, if I'm doing something with my hands that's mazik you, I'm banging and that rattles your windows, that rattles your house, I'm doing something via dayim, I'm a mazik, then there's a din of gira delay. If I pour water on my floor and it goes straight down into your apartment, so then that's gira delay. I'm a mazik mamish. So Rashi Shita is very clear. If we pass like Rashi, it'd be geshmak. The problem is we don't pass like Rashi. But Rashi is very clear. Rashi says it's always ala nizik l'harchik esatzmai. Unless I'm doing a maisa hezik biyadaya mamish, if I'm an adam amazik, so of course, can I take an arrow and shoot it into your house and break your window? It's pashit, that's gira delay, his arrow. His arrow is awesome. In Rashi, it's very clear, taich gira delay is mazik biyadaya. The suffik, Rabbi Leib suffik is, like all the other Rishayim, what is the taich of gira delay? What is a gira delay? If I make noise in my house and it keeps you up, that's gira delay. Is that gira delay? If I turn on the light and the light bothers you, that's gira delay. If I turn on the heat and it makes your apartment hot, is that gira delay? What makes something gira delay? What makes it not gira delay? So that's like Rashi, we put it away. It's Zichalt Mazik. We have a suffix like the other Rishayim. Let's try to express the suffix. Try to understand. If I plant a tree in my backyard, I take a baby tree, I plant it in my backyard, I know that this tree is going to make roots that are going to break your bark. Is that gira delay? No. Rav Yossi says that's mutter. If I go in my backyard and I put zephyrs down, I put down some material, I put lime and I store it in my backyard, and I know that eventually that lime is going to damage your wall. The second I put it down, it doesn't damage your wall, doesn't fall down. It says I put zephyrs down in my rishus. But I come and I put zephyrs down in my rishus. Eventually the lime is going to, I don't know what it does, it eats away at the ground. And it makes the foundation of your wall bad, and your wall is going to fall. That's a case in the first Mishnah, Zephyrs. So Machlokes again, Rashi and Tosfos. If it's Gephas and Zephyr, right? That is a Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. If I'm allowed, if what the din is, like Rabbi Yossi. Now we're putting away Rashi Shita. I'm sorry, Gephas and Zephyr. And Taisa says that is gira delay. That's also like Rav Yaisi. So you have to answer me, what's the difference between the two cases? What's the difference if I put a tree in the ground and the roots are going to ruin your bar? Or if I put Gephas v'Zebel on the ground and however you understand the physical Metzius, that's going to eat away at the ground and make your wall fall down. What's the difference? In both cases, you're living, you're a shus, I'm your neighbor, I'm putting something down, that the minute I put it down, nothing happens. Eventually, over time, it's going to be mazik you. What is the difference between our case, which is nagira delay, and the case in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Zayin, we could go through all the Mishnayos, but we'll start with the Mishnah Yud Zayin. The Mishnah Yud Zayin, where I'm chayiv because I'm mazik you, because I put down the Gephas and Zevel. I didn't start with the Mishnah's first case, because Taisus asks. The first Taisus asks, what about Layachbar Adam Bar Samach Labar Shal Chavei, right? So that's the first Taisus. He asks why Shnimzer Rabbi Yaisi. We'll get to it. But let's talk about Gephas and Zevel. What's the difference between the two cases? Now it's not just a small question. It's the taich of gira delay. The taich of when neighbors are aser and when they're mutter. So we have to try to figure out a rule for gira delay. There's got to be some crucial characteristic that makes something gira delay. Yeah. before we try starting to define Girah D'Leil, like everyone besides Rashi, like the Shashar Rishayim, I have to tell you that it's going to be very tricky, because it's possible that if we look at five Rishayim and we analyze them enough, we're going to feel there are five different Shitas. Because Einstein, Neviim, Misnam, and Misinganech, no two Rishayim usually say exactly the same Lush. So we're going to have to try to look for the key characteristics of Girah D'Leil. That's our job, which starts today and it continues till the end of this month, to try to figure out Girah D'Leil. Let's start with the Tosfos on Chaf Beis. Turn to the Tosfos on Chaf Beis on the days. Tosfos Lema Tanan Stama Delaik Rabbi Yosi. Okay, on the Mishnah Chaf Beis on the days, the Gemara says it's not like Rabbi Yosi. Here's Rabbeinu Chananel. So this is the Rabbeinu Chananel I told you. Mitika'ama hacha tfei, leimad like Rabbi Yosi. Since on this Mishnah it says, leimad like Rabbi Yosi. V'loi kamar ha-mishnayis d'leil, mashma dekulo asik Rabbi Yosi. That's Tosa Shita. That all the other Mishnayis dushtim with Rabbi Yosi. V'hava kulu giri d'leil. Now here's the line I want to show you. They're all giri d'leil. Why? D'mahi shaita Mishtakra Hezeka. Four words. Meyahi Shaita Mishtakra Hezeka. From the moment that the Mazik puts down his gefes, or digs his bar, or any other hakakis, Meyahi Shaita Mishtakra Hezeka. At that moment, the Hezek is already there. What does that mean? Tosfos is saying that what makes a Girah D'Leil is that it's there immediately. The Mazik is there right away. So Tosfos seems to define the characteristic of Girah D'Leil is that the Mazik is there immediately. What do I mean the Mazik is there? Let's go back. I plant a tree. What's going to be mazik your bar? Roots that don't exist at the moment. Those roots, they were not yet born, right? The way a tree works, it takes the nika from the karka, and it takes water, and it takes the effects of the sunlight, and it grows. It grows new shrushim. So by a bar, the thing that's mazik you doesn't exist at the moment that I plant the tree near your bar. That is not Girah D'Leil. Because it's not Mishtakha Ezeka. It's not there. The Mazik is not there at the time. By the Gefes V'Zevel, what's Mazik you? What's Mazik you is the, I guess, the acid or the whatever it is in the Gefes. The Gefes is the, when you squeeze out olives, the stuff that remains, the sediment that remains, I think that's called Gefes. So the Gefes I put down near your wall, what's going to happen? The lachus, the moisture of my Gefes is going to ruin your wall. It might take 2 years to ruin your wall. But it's there right now. The thing that's going to be mazik you, the liquid that's seeping in, that's going to be mazik you, it's there already. I'm putting it there now. Since I'm putting it there now, that's Girah D'Leil. Miyad, it's mishtak. It was Tosfos Lashon Mishtakha Hezeka. The mazik is here. The thing that's doing the damage to you is here right now, and since it's here right now, that is Girah D'Leil, according to Tosfos. Another example: the Mishnah on Yud Zayin talks about water. What? Right, so the damage that it does now, I mean, it's not doing a Shavuot is worth the damage. The damage is going to take 2 years to happen.
The damage it takes in 2 years is from everything else. The damage that you have, it'll constantly build up more and more olive oil, whatever, right?
Well, no more olive oil is going to come. Whatever's there is there.
That's not more than that.
Well, if I put more, so I'm putting that also.
The amount that you did now is enough to eventually totally do damage at all.
If the amount I put now can't do damage, then I'm allowed to put it. Then later, when I put more, Now, to put one squeezed olive on the ground, of course, mm-hmm. it's mutter. The mazik is when I put the amount that has the potential to do hazik. So, the nekude is that what I'm putting down now is going to do mazik. Let's say I would shoot an arrow. It's a very slow arrow. It takes 2 years for my arrow to fly through the air until it breaks your window. So that doesn't make it any less of Adam HaMazik. I'm the same Adam HaMazik. The fact that it takes time to get there is not a problem, as long as I'm shooting the arrow right now. So we're saying now, when I put Gefes V'Zevel on the ground near your wall, I'm shooting an arrow. The arrow is a very slow arrow. It's slowly seeping through the ground. If you could take a image of it, you'll see over 2 years, slowly it seeps through and it does damage. But the thing that's doing damage is the miyad. Tysus holds that the fact that it's there right away, that defines gira delay. The fact that it's there right now makes it gira delay. And for that reason, Rabbi Yossi is Vaida. That's a type of Adam HaMazik. The way I understand Tysus is also learning Rabbi Aryeh Leib's first way, that it's Adam HaMazik. The thing that I'm doing now is Aser because I'm a Mazik. Because I'm being Mazik. Now that's the Shita of Tysus. Then the Muki Yosef, what? The same Tysus, you mean?
Yeah.
Because Dafsha bothers Tysus.
Right now.
I see Tysus there. The case of Dafsha is different. You see from Tysus Klar, right, the case of Dafsha is a very unique case. Dafsha is like this. You have a wall. Now, the Gemara says it's very good for a wall that there's traffic next to the wall. Because people walk there, they pack down the ground, and the ground stays firm at the base of the wall, so the wall doesn't fall. So if I put up a wall on my property in a way that prevents traffic from walking, that's called Meneya Hadafsha, I prevent people from walking through, so then that's one of the cases in the Perek, that's Aser. I'm not allowed to be Meneya Hadafsha. Now, you all understand this case is a totally different case. Because here, I'm not doing something that's mazik you. Not my water seeps into your rishus, or my gefa seeps into your rishus. Here I'm just preventing walkers. So that's the hard, very hard case to understand how that's why I'm a mazik. So that bothers Tysus. So Tysus says, miyad, kishasemach akas, omenei adavsha. Again, Tysus uses the word miyad. Whatever the hezber is, why davsha is chayiv, which I have to understand, but it's miyad. And that's Shitas Tysus. Shitas Tysus is Gira delay. The crucial point is Miyad. It's right away. It's right away. Call it Mishtak Hezekah. Call it Miyad. Hayoist that it's right away. That's what makes it into a Mazik. The Muki Yosef also, I'm not going to go through the whole thing because it's late, but on Yud Amid Beis and the Dafe Harif, you'll take a look later, in the beginning of the narrow lines, he defines Gira delay. Loi mikri mazik, ella in ke mazika miyad, dahava gire manish. Ukreb Yaisi. The Muki Yosef is klar, he says it as a rule. Loi mikri mazik, ella in ke mazika miyad, dahava gire manish, ukreb Yaisi. So this is a machloik, this is the shita of Tysus and the Muki Yosef. Tysus and the Muki Yosef learn that to be gira delay, it's got to be immediate. It's got to be right away. The hezek starts. Now the damage could take 2 years, but the thing that's mazik, I'm putting here right away. The example of nefrecha samayim. I want to make a a pool in my backyard, and the Brachas HaMayim is like a washing machine in those days. It was a pool of water, and people came and they scrubbed the clothing in the water. So I want to make a ditch of water in my back of my rishus, and that water is going to damage your wall. It's the same thing. I'm putting in the water now. That water is eventually going to damage your wall. So memela, it's miyad that I'm putting in the mazik. It may take 2 years for the water to get to your wall and be mazik it. That's a separate issue. It's good, Taka, that we'll stop now because we're going to come to another pshat in Gira Delay. But make sure for Sunday you understand Gira Delay. You understand like Taisus. Now, this is all going through with one mahalach. The Gira Delay is a mazik. Rav Yossi doesn't hold the dinim of Shkeinim Machik. It's a nizik lahachik as atzmai. And it's a mazik. I'm a mazik. One of them, I shoot an arrow, it takes 2 years to fly. Or I put the arrow in the ground, it takes 2 years to see, all the same. Now, you take out the Rabbi Yalev, it's in the back of Chelek Aleph of Rabbi Yalev, it's in Tzadik Zion. I should have showed you which paragraph. It's the paragraph where he clears this Chakira. He deals with other Gemaras. What? So Tzadik Zion, Chelek Rabbi Yalev. There's the paragraph in the middle, the page turns over. The paragraph starts with this chakira and Gira Delay. Is it automatic or not? Now, I have to tell you, Rabbi Aryeh Leib says not like we're saying today. Rabbi Aryeh Leib says it's not automatic. But he buys on a Ramban. You'll see the Ramban. And Taisus Taka argues with that Ramban. So he's saying another pshat in Gira Delay, which is the Shitas HaRamban and the Ran and other Rishayim. So we're going to end up with two shitas. As I said, Rashi shita, we're going to put aside, because none of the place can deal with Rashi shita, because Rashi is a dasiach. We're going to deal with the shita of Taisus and the Muki Yisid, who hold Gira Delay is Miyad, and on the other hand, with the shita of the Ramban and the Ran, which is the shita that Rabbi Yalev is being Masber, and hopefully we'll understand Afkaminis, and then Avada, the job will be to figure out how we passed him. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we return to Gira Delay on Sunday.